Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm super excited to have our guest, Heidi Weiland. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Tori. Thank you so much for having me. I am excited to start my day with our conversation.
Yeah. So let's introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my business is Service with Soul, and I focus on helping sensitive solopreneurs to grow and scale their businesses from both a strategic perspective and an internal perspective. So I really believe that our body, mind, and spirit are the foundation for our businesses. So we include that in the growth strategy. And I have lots of fun ways that I do that.
I think that's amazing because a lot of people, when they start businesses or are growing businesses, they don't think about that part of it. Yeah. And especially for somebody who's a little bit more sensitive or introverted as an entrepreneur, that can become a challenge when they start their business because they don't feel aligned. And so being able to have somebody like you to help them, like, it's okay to be like this. This is how we do it. This is how you approach business. So I love that you incorporate that and have built your business around that. That's an amazing, amazing accomplishment. I'm excited to hear more.
Yeah, you know, and it's happened, of course, through my own journey of trying to do things in a way that, you know, what we learn oftentimes as business owners is information from the people who are the loudest and the flashiest. And so I've been through that process in multiple levels, multiple ways, and really it did not work very well for me, to put it mildly. And not just in terms of the results were okay, but the way I felt in my business was horrible and unsustainable. So I think, for me, it's really about how I feel in my business and how my clients feel in their business above any like financial numbers or external goals, really, because this is our life, right? This is how we're spending our days. This is how we're contributing to the world. And I really believe that the more we can be aligned with who we actually are, not only does it feel better, but we actually have more capacity and impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And you came from, was it a corporate background that you came from and then started your business?
I have been an entrepreneur my whole life, but I had it was a tech firm. I had a tech agency, a web design agency, and the values and ways of working were pretty much corporate. I don't know. It's just something in the air here in the United States of like, this is how you be productive. This is how you serve clients. I started off with I had a lot of people-pleasing tendencies too. So it was just like no boundaries. The client is always right. Say yes to everything. Wake up and like check your email and you're at the whim of your clients. And oh man.
Yeah.
Like that's people love that, right? They want to pay you money and you grow and you build your business on that style of being I tried to unwind it in a lot of different ways and
Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head that our society has put this focus on hustle, right? The hustle culture. Yeah. And you run your business a certain way, and when you do that, and then you get to a point where you feel misaligned and just icky inside and burnt out or whatever, then you think that you failed or that you didn't do it right. And so I'd love if you'd talk a little bit more about that. Like, how do we overcome that, and how do we find a balance in who we are and what is our strong suits in growing a business, so we don't have to be in that hustle culture?
It is a process, a very creative process. I have found that, on like a basic level, we need to feel safe. That starts there, is that your nervous system needs to be cared for in a way that you can access like the best parts of you in your day-to-day and make good decisions. And so sometimes that looks like actually having a job, having some financial, it's like make sure you have your basic needs met so that you're not spending a lot of time trying to work through that. Because when you're stressed, when you're moving quickly, you're with urgency, with scarcity, that creates a lot of hustle because we're trying to get to that next point, and then we're looking outside ourselves for strategies for, okay, this worked for that person. If I use bots in the DMs, that works. I can make $2,000 a month. They promised me that. I'll give that a shot. I did that. And so you end up choosing strategies that are ultimately like probably not for you, probably not for you. Some of them might be, and there is a process of experimentation. But when you can be in a place where your relationship with your business is more internally focused and figuring out, okay, say I'm an introvert, how do I, but I'm great with one-on-one conversations. So how do I maximize that? Like, what does that look like? And podcast interviews, coffee dates, and then, okay, once I do that, then what happens? Do I schedule back to back, or do I give myself space? It's like very simple like that, but just that kind of approach is putting you first in the strategy, and then you do the thing, and it starts working for you. It's sustainable. And that grows your confidence. And then you can repeat and then build that in a different, that take that approach in a different area and like slowly discover your way. And hopefully there'll be moments of hustle, but hopefully you're in a place where you're feeling like more empowered and like aligned with what you're building.
And you help with a different approach to scaling. So how does that look different from your approach versus the traditional scaling? And you touched a little bit on it about there's seasons of, hustle and that sort of thing, but is there a specific like formula system that you use to strategize that scaling?
I love that question. So oftentimes by the time we're ready to scale, we're feeling too much of something. We have too many clients, it's like too many emails, like things are disorganized, or we don't have enough time to build out our that next platform or whatever it is. So part of the process, so traditional scaling, it's like you set a goal, you make a plan, and then you kind of focus externally and decide on what, the software, if you're going to hire, and how you build your capacity to take on more work. But oftentimes there's some internal blocking that is happening, like your nervous system is like, okay, I've reached this point and I don't feel safe moving any further, because it means I might need to let go of some clients that I was serving. It might mean I need to let go of an offer to create space. It might mean I need to be more visible in a way that I haven't been before. So I like to bring that into the conversation. So first of all, we look at how have you been doing your business, and where are you feeling misalignment? So we can use tools like Myers-Briggs, Human Design to give us some more information. And then we like, how can we? And then you look at your nervous system, look at the way that you're thinking about things. Like, is there opportunity to step into more resource, more sense of calm? And how can we build that into your workflow, into your schedule, and into your growth strategy?
So you touched on human design, and I want you to go a little bit further in that because I don't know if everyone listening is familiar with that, and that's something that's fairly new to me. Like, I have several people, colleagues, and friends that talk a lot about human design or really into human design, but I don't think a lot of people are aware of what that is and how that works. Some people, I mean, like you said, Myers-Briggs, like a lot of people are familiar with that, but talk a little bit more about human design and how that really affects how
Oh,
you approach your business too.
human design has been a game changer for me, totally. It is so it provides a lot of information about how your energy flows. And oh, like starting from scratch, it's a system of understanding yourself and how you're designed, how you operate in the world. So when you use it in business, you can have an understanding of, is your energy flowing like really consistently? Are you built to maybe hustle sometimes? Or are you like a projector like me where your energy is inconsistent? How do you make decisions? What I love about human design is it takes it out of your mind being the one responsible for like logically deciding the path to your body, to how you kind of sense what is right and what is like deeply aligned. I'm also a yoga teacher, so this all speaks my language. And so when you start to play with it, and there's a lot more, it can be very, very, very deep, but just those two pieces, when you incorporate them into your business, it really changes how you make decisions and gives you permission to step out of the hustle culture and design your workflow in a different way. So I think anything that is not mainstream, we often need to find permission, right? We need to kind of remind ourselves that it's okay. And it's been a very powerful system, I think, for a lot of people to do that.
And I think truly understanding who you are and how you work, right? Like your internal, subconscious, all these things that we don't even think about, personality types, can really, once you understand that, can help you, approach your day differently, approach your business differently, and the success and that scaling becomes easier because now you really truly understand how it works for you specifically, not the person that you see over here who's done it one way. And then it's almost like I mean, tying it into visibility, right? You have to understand internally who you are before you can show up and project yourself out to be visible. Because visibility is huge for scaling and growth. You have to make yourself visible personally and internally, and then externally, so people will want to work with you.
It comes back to authenticity, is understanding yourself so that you can show up from that like deeply aligned, authentic self, which is really what attracts people. Like trying to be the robot, trying to be the next Tony Robbins, oftentimes like it just doesn't resonate very well. And speaking of visibility and communication, there's information in your chart with like the merc like your centers, your throat center with your Mercury planet placement that all have information about how you can communicate that you can explore as well, which is really fun.
And I was this just came to me. So you focus on like the introverts and the sensitive sort of entrepreneur. And was that because that is aligned with who you are, or do you feel like that area of entrepreneurs need the most support? Or I just,
That's a great question. I think both. The answer is both. I know for me, I felt Oftentimes, I would be in these amazing rooms that I'd pay a lot of money for and feel like my perspective and my nervous system wasn't really addressed in the way that things were presented. And so it just like it just didn't work, right? And I was not the only one. I felt like we were kind of in this corner. It's like, okay, we're the misfits over here. And I hear that a lot of sensitive people trying things and then kind of getting burnt and having to like have it's really existential like reflections that happen from that. So the more I can help people kind of fate what's the word? Like avoid that and start from a place or like start scaling from a place that really embraces who they are so they can avoid spending a lot of time kind of in a direction that's ultimately like not going to serve them totally. Like there's always learning that we get from these things, but the better, I think. And I think as we're shifting, I feel like in our culture and especially like the coaching culture, we really are shifting to a more like feminine energy, more intuitive base. Like there's more of us out there and we need to support each other.
I love it. I had a conversation yesterday with another podcast guest, and we were talking about sales, like sales and business, and how it's so different for somebody who's more introverted in their approach to sales, and how it's okay to have a different approach, right? And so it's just interesting to think about like each aspect of business and how we all approach it differently, and it's okay. Because we're not all supposed to be, this robot or whatever, economy thinks that the businesses should look like. And that there's more of us out there who are like this than you think, who don't want to be the sleazy car salesman. And, sales don't have to be, have that negative connotation. It can be more about a service, right? Reframing to you're providing a service and you're doing a disservice if you don't offer that your service to somebody who needs it or wants it and who can benefit from it. So it's interesting to have, these kind of similar conversations and everything align with be true to yourself and be authentic to who you are.
And I love that service-based sales because you move away from it being about you and making the sale and making the money to coming from a heart-centered place of like, how can I help? And
Absolutely.
that energy is so different. And that's what I want to feel, right? I want to feel that sense of really it's like expansion and love. Like, yes, I want that in my life. I don't want to be like, okay, I have to follow this script and I don't feel good about it, but they said it works. And
You're
then
like,
maybe I get
no.
excited and then they back out.
Never a good feeling, for sure. So are there any daily practices that are helpful for people to, stay consistent in their confidence and stay aligned with, growth and success in a positive way?
So your nervous system is always looking to see like what's safe, are you in danger? Sensitive people tend to have a more reactive nervous system. They kind of sense danger more acutely. And so it's really having awareness of your nervous system, which is a practice sometimes to get there, and then having just calming yourself down. And that can be three deep breaths in the morning before you start your work. Like as simple as that, I would recommend a place to start. But from a conceptual place is really like prioritizing calming yourself, prioritizing giving yourself space, because it completely changes your the way that you think, your creativity, your ability to access like love and those higher feelings. If you're feeling danger, you close off, right? You become defensive or you want to hide. And so, no, like you can kind of try to strategize your way through it, but the easiest thing is to calm your nervous system, care for yourself, and build it into your workflow.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that you have to daily take that intention to set aside
Yeah.
for yourself so that you
Brushing
can
your
set.
teeth.
Yeah, exactly. It's a habit, right? It's a habit that you have to get into.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it really changed in my own life, how I feel. I didn't realize it until after the fact. I was chronically anxious. You know, I would wake up and feel so much anxiety, but I didn't have the words for it. Now I see. And now I do lots of different practices, and I feel like a different person. And it really helps with a business because there's a lot of uncertainty. And now I used to just like cry in the bathroom in the morning. Now when something happens that's a little stressful, I don't have that kind of response. You know, it's very different now.
Well, I'd love to wrap this up, and I mean, that was great advice. Like, I feel like that was kind of like this is the next step you need to take. But are there any other pieces of advice that you would give a female entrepreneur listening who needs to or wants to step into her own power, find her purpose in an authentic way?
That's a really great question. Like, it's looking within. It really is giving yourself permission to prioritize that and do a deep dive, whether that's journaling or working with someone to help, a coach to help ask you the right questions to access it, or through spiritual connection, prayer, whatever resonates most for you. But that prioritizing that, and again, like building it into, I'm all about like, okay, let's build it into our days, build it into your weekly workflow, and allowing it to kind of unfurl naturally. Because as you move through your week, your month, you'll gather more information. You can play with what you discover. And let it be a process that is like organic and at its own pace, and ultimately like believe, like soul deep belief that you are worthy and that the answers are there and they will reveal themselves with time.
Oh, that's amazing. Heidi, it has been so wonderful talking to you. I feel like we could talk for like hours and just go deeper and deeper and deeper. You just have so much heart, and I just appreciate, your knowledge and your advice and the direction that you're, taking this support for women entrepreneurs and soulful, sensitive business owners. It's much needed in this world.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Tori, and for all the work you do to support women entrepreneurs. I think the more that we can support each other together, like it's powerful work and it feels good when we're doing it together.
And if somebody wants to get in touch with you or learn more about what you have to offer, how can they reach out?
Yeah, my website is servicewithsoul.co, as well as my Instagram. So I'll be starting Instagram lives. I'll probably already have them going by the time this launches, where we'll have little weekly nervous system resets to help you in your business that you can
Love
listen
that.
to and ground and then get to work.
Amazing, amazing. I love that so much. So, thank you again. It has been an honor and a pleasure to have you as a guest.
Thanks, Tori.